Well, a top Russian official says the ongoing economic pressure on that country's economy will not have any impact on Moscow's foreign policy. The comments were made by President Vladimir Putin's press secretary, Dmitry Peskov. The Kremlin official also said that anti-Russia sanctions will negatively affect the economies of the countries that introduced them. The reaction comes shortly after the U.S. president decided to extend punitive sanctions against Russia for another year. The measures were introduced last year by Barack Obama to deal with what he described as an extraordinary threat to the foreign policy of the United States. To discuss that further, and I joined Mr. James Jatras, who is a former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst, and he is joining us live now via Skype from Washington. Mr. Jatras, certainly Vladimir Putin's official there didn't say anything new. We know that the foreign policy is not changing of Russia, and we know that the countries that are putting in these measures are the ones being affected, especially in Europe. So why continue with the same failed policy over and over again?
A couple of reasons. One is it provides the illusion of doing something. If you don't know what to do and you don't want to take military action and you don't want to back down, well, then you put some sanctions on. At least it appears that you're doing something. Secondly, there's also a very strong element of inertia. For example, that language of extraordinary threat that you quoted regarding Mr. Obama's executive order. If you look at all the executive orders the president signs, a rigged election in some country or other, that somehow turns into an extraordinary threat against the United States. How is it an extraordinary threat? Well, of course, it's not in normal language, but this kind of language has become so entrenched in the U.S. political system that nobody even thinks about it anymore.
And so where exactly are we heading when it comes to these relations between the West and Russia? Because, you know, we hear a lot about divisions, for example, between the EU and the U.S., because obviously the EU is more affected, especially when it comes to gas deliveries, etc. Are we seeing a division there? Are we going to see a breakdown of those relations and then a reaction towards Russia?
I think there clearly is a division. I don't see any prospect that U.S.-Russia relations will improve anytime soon, and that's partly because of the way sanctions work here in the United States. Once you put them on, it's very hard to take them off. For the Europeans, however, they have to renew those sanctions periodically or else they lapse. So I think there's a much better chance that Europe's relationship with Russia could change, could improve, and there is daylight now between the United States and our closest European allies, especially the Germans and the French, who I think are fully committed to the Minsk II ceasefire, where it's quite questionable whether Washington wants that ceasefire to succeed.
Okay, we'll leave it there at that. But as always, of course, we do appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us. That was Mr. James Jatras, who is speaking to us live from Washington.